Greetings to all the bowlers worldwide. Welcome to another exciting episode of Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway, where you get way more. And remember, if you are a first-time user on the Betway app, make sure you use our affiliate code Onside ZA, and it helps us keep the lights on in a way. So yeah, do what you gotta do. Anyway, Tepi Worldwide, welcome to the show.
Hello, darling. Thank you.
And Marco, wherever you are, welcome to the show, and as well as everybody's favorite super sub.
Thank you.
Means thank you.
Yes, going straight into it, Marco is not here today. Well, he is here, but he's not here today. He's a super sub that's going to be subbing later on.
Yeah.
So while we wait for him to get his affairs in order, getting straight into it, Bafana, do we start Zimbabwe or do we start Nigeria? Let's start Nigeria. What did you make of our performance against Nigeria?
I think it was a solid performance, especially the first half. I think we really, really played well. Second half, I think it was expected for Nigeria to come guns blazing. And I saw a little bit of fatigue from our players towards the end there. I think they were a little bit tired. I think it's probably from the traveling. But nonetheless, I think I'll take a point away in Nigeria.
And for you, Tepi Worldwide?
Yeah, I share the same sentiments. Bafana did well in the first half. They were really a force to be reckoned with. And I mean, we've had this conversation in the past about us having to travel, you know, continentally. And we always have some challenges. We had challenges with versus Rwanda. And we had some challenges versus Nigeria. You start to wonder if it is sabotage or it's just how things are.
No, but with Nigeria, it was our fault, if we are being fair.
The plane that we chartered at
Is it?
It was on our side.
But. So we left, I think we left South Africa late to arrive in, before we got to Uyo, we arrived in another city in Nigeria, whereby the airport closed at 6.
Yes.
and but again, I mean, obviously the organizers wouldn't have anticipated that sort of problem, which airport closes, you know what I mean, you know.
Jeez, I was.
And hence I'm asking, is it just how things are sometimes when you travel continentally? Or, you know, little Nahe, clearly when it comes to organizing or administratively, then we also shot ourselves in the foot. And like you were saying, Super Sub, they were kind of lethargic in the second half. And the match could have gone either way. You saw how many times that Ronwin was now working overtime.
Yes, yes.
Because it's also in alluding to that, it's also what Hugo Bruce said. He said, like, he anticipated that the guys were going to show a bit of fatigue because of the traveling that happened and such a short space of time in terms of almost like turning around to actually be ready for the game versus now when we played against Zimbabwe just a couple of an hour ago, whereby leaving Nigeria, going to Bloemfontein was almost like with ease.
Yeah. No, definitely. It was always going to be a factor, but we must give it to our players. I think in the manner in which they showed up on that game, you wouldn't say it's players that travel so long to get to is it Ayu or what is it?
Uyo.
Uyo.
Yes.
To get to Uyo, you know. And I think they showed resilience, and I think Hugo is cooking, and we should really, really back
him
up.
Guys, may I ask?
Yeah.
Who would you say was a player that to you...
Kemba's one.
No.
Oh, sure.
Let me ask my ask. Can I ask my ask? Like, which player would you say was or is sometimes or is Nje a bit of a liability for us?
No, Tip, you don't have to come sideways.
Friend, I'm
for
asking
us.
A question.
No, Pesitau is not a liability to
someone. No, but I'm exactly. Not. What are you talking about?
No, we saw.
Tip,
we saw through, right through you.
No, Mara, when I Super Sub, remember on your WhatsApp, you were saying, Mukwana also.
No. Mukwana is a good player. I was just saying that he needs to really, really polish up on his final ball.
Labon?
That does not make him a liability at all.
Okay, so we don't have a liability.
We can't say we've got liabilities in
what
that
What are you
spot.
Alluding to?
I'm
just
asking,
go
guys,
ask the question. Don't be afraid.
You know what?
Go, deep, go deeper, Tepi.
Okay, Papa. I'll go deeper. Okay? And I'm asking this question because, I mean, I was watching the match and I was also on the socials. I was on Twitter and many people were saying, but Pesi.
Okay. I've got this to say about Tepi.
Let's hear.
Tepi or Pace?
And mind you, this is me now objectively.
Did I say Tepi?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You said you've
but
got this
okay.
to say about
okay.
Tepi.
I'm being
I only
objective
have beautiful
here.
Things to say about Tepi. So
okay.
I'm talking about Tao, right? Okay. His performance has dipped in the national team level, right? A player like that, right, you don't just discard. And I've said this before, coaches believe in those players. But I feel like it has reached a point where, and I'm glad today he did not start. I was hoping that he'll give him like 10 minutes run, you know. So Tepi, so to answer you, Tau's form has dipped, but it's a player that we still very need very much in the Bafana setup. He just needs to be protected by the coach because he's getting criticism from left, right,
everywhere.
And center, which is warranted to a degree. But a player like that will always switch up in any game, you know. So a coach needs to protect him. And I think the reason why it did not start today is because the coach was protecting him. You just have to protect him, give him a few bit of a minutes there, and then he will get his form back. He can't be as bad when he's performing day in and day out.
All the way in
Al Ahly. So it's just a matter of him, you know, getting his groove back in the national team setup. I don't think he's bad at all, and I don't think he should be dropped in my view.
If we look at that whole national team, the entire squad, right?
Yeah.
In terms of achievements,
yeah.
He's number one. Nobody touches him in that team.
In terms of what he's achieved. I can't disagree with that.
In terms of his achievements, he was part and parcel of a big contributing factor to the achievements that he has with Al Ahly.
Yeah.
Did he have an off game? Most players do. I almost said Ben Foster. Lyle Foster actually came in and didn't really see much from him. There's a number of players that we can look at. I mean, if you look at the game against Nigeria, the one standout player was Kuliso Muta.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
right?
I agree with that.
I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Morena, he came on as a sub. He was not the Morena that we saw today.
Yes.
But because his quality, the coach believed in him again. And look what we got. So players like those, you just don't drop. You know, they are showing week in, week out in their respective teams that they are good. You know, and when it comes to national teams, it's a little bit different. You know, you don't have the players that you normally play with. And it's difficult to adapt sometimes when you lose form. So he needs time. I think he's going to get back. My worry was for me, my biggest worry, and I was saying to a friend that it's the fact that he's starting all the games, you know. And if you look at...
Who's this, Percy or Morena?
Percy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I've moved from Morena.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, I was just checking where we are.
Yeah, no. So if you look at a game against Nigeria, we had one side that was live. The other side was not...
Live
mm-hmm. enough, you know, and that becomes problematic. So that's why I feel like he needed to be sacrificed earlier in that game.
But our goal came from the middle, though. That pass was beautiful.
That beautiful pass from Yaya.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful pass, you know, and
Temba Zwane is just a magician.
Temba Zwane is just a magician.
Can we go to the age-old debate? I don't know if we've ever had this debate on this show before. Prime Doc Kumalo or Temba
Zwane?
Even the ballers can tell us. Ballers in the comments, you can tell us. Prime Doc Kumalo or Temba Zwane?
16V,
I'm just testing the waters here.
Yeah, bro.
And is it a fair comparison even?
They both play soccer.
And they're midfielders.
And they both are taking
okay.
midfielders.
Are taking midfielders. Yeah?
Okay, yes. Yeah, but I'll always choose 16.
Yeah, Len, it's a difficult one. I love Temba Zwane. I think he's a brilliant player. And I think he has achieved so much because he's part of a good structure at Mamelodi Sundowns. But 16V is one of the players that went even abroad when it was not fashionable at that time.
He went to the USA, come on.
No, he went to... but he also went to Argentina, right?
It is a compliment to Temba. No, definitely. Definitely. Temba is magnificent. Come on, guys. Temba
is brilliant.
His football intelligence is out of this world.
It's out of this world. So was Dr. Kumalo. I mean, I've seen Dr. Kumalo taking on Germany by the scruff. You remember that game?
Was it Germany or was it England?
The one against Germany. I'll go check that one.
Okay.
But Bolas can tell us as well. But flip and hell.
And I think, yes, I do. And the other thing about Doctor is that he was able to travel, you know, outside the country and fly the SA flag high, which is something I respect. He was in Argentina, wasn't he? In South America.
He was in South America.
He was in South America because he even said that that's how he learned Portuguese. And he understood why the Brazilian culture of football is the way it is. So I know he played there. And in fact, he only came back to South Africa because of the story or the news of his father being shot. Remember? Because his father was driving his car.
Yes.
And that's how he lost his father. So he did play in Argentina. And in fact, on the very first match that he played, he scored a goal.
Going to the comments, the CEO is saying Temba's one is better because he can recover the ball after losing it.
Okay.
Andile Kofi saying Prime 16V forever. Gift Real G saying 16V opened the doors for Messi in America.
Wow.
And then Kutalo Mavunga is saying 16V is better than Mshishi. Dumingwenya saying Temba's one is chasing a ghost. The comparison is unfair, but Temba's one is my guy.
That's what I'm saying. I felt like the comparison is unfair, but having Themba Zwane being mentioned in the same, you know, sentence as Udoctor means that he's on his way to also making a huge mark in the football fraternity, and that is something to be applauded.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll go with
Theophilus. Wena, Len, you didn't tell us, Wena.
Huh?
Themba Zwane, your fighter,
is it? Yes.
Oh, you're crashing really hard, aren't you?
She's good.
I'm not going to sit here.
I know I've been bashed for talking smack about Sundowns, but you can't take away the grade that Themba Zwane is.
Yeah,
however, for me, Dr. Khumalo is still a notch above.
Okay, no, it's fine. Legacy, guys. It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not even legacy at this point.
I'm just saying, though.
You can call it whatever.
That's just my reading of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Granted.
I'm just saying. But anyway, the bowlers are also giving us their opinions with regards to that. And then today's game, beating our neighbor Zimbabwe 3-1. We're now in second place behind Rwanda.
Good game. I think...
I didn't watch.
Shaky start. Mm. You know, I mean, we scored first and they equalized.
Goal, jiggy jiggy goal.
Yeah, you know, I think we napped there a little bit. But I mean, I expected results like this against Zimbabwe, and I think we need to take advantage of games like this and collect maximum points, you know. And the beauty about the games that are left, it does seem like
they're all home games.
They're all home games, except
home games.
We kind of have an upper hand, don't we?
Except for the Benin one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Benin? Yes.
Benin. Yes.
Benin is something else. I can see where your mind is at.
Wow, Len. Okay. You know, I'm going to be bold, Len. If Bafana Bafana does not qualify for the World Cup this time around.
This is actually the easiest that we have to qualify for the World Cup because Nigeria is struggling. They lost against Benini yesterday. We managed to draw against them. They still have to come here.
Yep.
We still have Lesotho at home and at home but away from home.
You know what I mean?
We still have Zimbabwe away from home but at home. Rwanda at home. And surely it's in our hands.
That's what I'm saying. If we don't qualify for this World Cup, let's just forget. It's curtains.
Is Hugo still going? How long is he still going to be our coach? Remember, he's leaving
us. His job is to actually get us to 2026.
Okay, so we have time with him.
Well, right. It's either here or there. But his contract says he's still there.
Yeah.
Did you not say at some point that he's leaving us after a certain match? Or was I seeing things?
Probably saw things.
There's always people pushing certain agendas. And we've
casting
seen this before.
Aspensions.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, it does look like the man is here to stay. And he's very happy.
And we love him.
He's very much happy with...
No, he's cooking. If we look at Bafana, like, there was a comment that I heard or read on Friday. Since Hugo Bruce came through, Bafana Bafana in his tunes...
Yeah, they don't just lose games.
In esteem.
Yeah, in esteem. Right?
Mm.
Like, from how we performed at the Africa Cup of Nations to how we able to punch above whatever weight we think we don't have against the likes of Nigeria. And this is a Nigeria
Morocco.
Team that had Bo Lookman, Bo Iniacho. And these are Premier League players.
Yeah.
Even Zimbabwe.
No, definitely.
Players
who scored against us today. He's playing for Wolves.
He plays for Wolves. There's Munetti who plays in the French League.
Yeah.
So those are not...
They're not pushovers.
They're not Malaka players.
No, they're not. You know, and again, we showed class today, you know, and I was happy with the results, and that's what I'm saying, Len. If we don't take it all the way and qualify for 2026, it's doomsday for South Africa.
Wrong show, Chief. But looking at it now, near the bulk of the players, because I think the next set of qualifiers are only happening next year.
It should be.
Because the later...
Isn't it another once this year?
Those are going to be used for AFCON qualifiers. Yes. So we still have some time. You look at like the aging players, like Botemba Zwane, for instance, and
Mushishi is one.
He's relatively aging. I would not even consider him aging.
He's aging backwards.
Consider him.
I agree with you. Sorry to interject there, Len. I was about to say he's one player that I really, really hope he can stay fit and injury free, because the only thing that can deter him from going to AFCON and the World Cup, it can only be injuries, because the man looks fit. The man looks like he's 10 years younger, you know.
I agree. And they still have Club World Cup also.
Yeah. And AFCON. Not AFCON. And Champions League. Mm. And AFL.
That's what I'm saying. It can only be injury.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, true.
But also, let's look at the new additions. Ikram Reyners, what did you make of him in the first game and this game as well?
Very, very solid striker. You know, and Makgopa... it's got some competition, because he does give you what Makgopa gives you.
Yeah.
Trying to run defenders, draw them outside the box and all of that, and running into spaces. So he does have that effect on him, and Makgopa has got some serious challenges there. Good debut, I would think. Arelebogile, we can't say much because he only played 3 minutes.
Yeah, he got step minutes on the field.
Did
he
you
got
see
his
the
cap.
Green on his face? Yes. Poor boy, you know, he was so excited, and I'm so happy that he managed to get some minutes, because it does look like he's one for the future, and Hugo Bruce really, really like him.
Apolis?
There's a story that I read about Makgopa getting some interest internationally.
And he said he's only interested in, he's contracted to Orlando Pirates, and that's where his focus is right now. Mm. But he is the kind of player who offers you so much. And a lot of people were very critical of Hugo Bruce making him a number one choice striker. Yeah. And people asking, like, yeah, but why? Mm. But you never see the work ethic that he has. And I think we spoke about this on the
show last week.
So he's got competition, granted.
Yeah.
Reyners is good. We saw what he was able to do for Stellies. This missed out just snips on being top goal scorer from Tshofa Tsomabasa. But
who's on the sideline waiting for his name to be called, you know?
Yeah.
He's a strong contender as well. So there is good competition, which is good for the country. Coming to Apolis, what a player. What a player, Len. And I don't know, man. I just feel like Hugo Bruce has got an eye that many coaches, Coach Bafana did not really
Which
have.
Which coach? Tell the names.
Go deeper.
Go deeper, Papa.
Pereira.
Ah, you are 14 years ago. Like, come on. You are 14 years ago,
bro. That juice. Yo.
You are 14 years ago, bruh. Oh, and on that note...
That's an anti-climax right there.
It was 14 years ago when we... Shabalala scored that famous goal.
It's Shaba Day today.
Yeah.
It's anniversary of the World Cup.
Yes,
I'm
it's
kidding.
Called Shaba Day, friend.
Yes, it's Shaba Day.
And even
Day.
The ballers were saying this on
when
our,
we talk about
our...
that goal, there's something that we don't talk about much. The pass from Kagiso Dikgatswa. That's a world-class pass.
Yes, that was class.
That was class. The but vision. Anyway, coming back to Bafana.
Oh no, let's just like big ups. It's Shaba Day, boom, boom, boom. And on the comments, you can tell us if you remember where you were in 2010.
And we need to have Shaba here, actually. Hey?
Yeah, we actually need to have Shaba here.
We need to have Shaba. Shaba, if you're listening, man, please.
No, he's watching.
If he's listening to me.
Oh, but I agree he's watching while
Okay, semantics.
Because he can't see
Speak.
Me.
Sure,
listening.
John. But yeah, carry on.
Plus.
If you are listening, Shaba, to Super Sub that you can't see, please come to Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway.
Where you get way more.
Guys, question for you. While we were speaking about the newcomers, if you were to choose anyone who is playing in the top flight or even in Motsepe League, who would you add to bolster our squad?
The squad?
Who do you think is our current squad? Yes.
No, squad is fine.
The squad is fine.
Squad is fine.
So enough, Lishap.
Yeah.
No, we've got players on the sideline, like I mentioned.
Yeah, I hear you. But is there no one else?
Yes.
But Why change something that is working?
I mean, you've got the likes of veteran defenders like Siyanda Qulu,
who's still there on the sideline. Yes,
Maela doesn't even get the nod in the national team.
Yeah.
So, and the bulk of the superstars at Sundowns also can't make it into the national team. Hlongwane, who plays in the USA, he's not getting the nod in the national team. So we are littered with talent.
We are.
And for the first time in a very long time, we actually have more than one cover per position in the national team.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think the difference now is that we've got a coach that knows how to use his players. You know, and if you look at those covers, I mean, we've got a player like Morena who can even go to the right back lane, but he's using him as in the flanks, you know, as a forward, you know. So we just I just believe so much in Hugo Bruce. I think he's doing something. And
I have faith in him as well, my friend.
I don't think we are where we need to be in terms of the quality of players that we have, and I think he alluded that himself as well. But I think we're getting somewhere, and if that journey involves us getting all these results, I'm happy. And one player that I want to mention who was a standout today as well, yes, Morena was brilliant. Teboho Mokoena,
class.
It's class. And I'm going to say this. It's time. It's time.
He shucks.
It's time for Teboho Mokoena to shucks. He's brilliant. He needs to go. If he doesn't go now,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'll be sad for him.
Question.
But I feel like it's time. He is ready. He is brilliant. And he can just fit in so many teams.
How old is he now?
He should be
27, 28.
Yeah. Question. Oh, and also consider the fact that even with the team that we have now, we still have injured players like Bokran Kekana who could not even make the side because he's injured. Question.
Big up to Ngezan as well for filling up that gap.
Oh, yeah. He fitted in like a glove.
Yeah.
And especially after having been absent from the national team for so long. Question, controversial a bit.
27, to be precise.
Yeah, you can go play for Wolves. You can go play for Wolves, it's fine.
Brighton. Yeah.
How much of Sundowns' continental exploits have actually helped Bafana to be where they are right now?
Let me kind of this conversation.
I'm asking,
but Len, you can't ask us a question that you've already asked us. We've talked about it. I feel like you want some.
That's a rhetorical question, my friend.
I
want sunshine.
You know the answer.
No, I feel like
you know what, man. At some point, I'm starting to feel like, are they paying you, friend? Because we know what the answer is. Right?
Len, you can't rule that out. And I even said in this show that when Spain won the 2010 World Cup, bulk of those players were Barcelona players, and Barcelona was actually doing well. It's normal, and we can't rule that out. But Mamelodi Sundowns doing well in continental showpieces, it helps us as a nation.
My friend, there's something you touched on before we started shooting about the stadiums and how you were saying with Super Sub that us people in Gauteng do not deserve to have matches played here.
Spoiled.
I want you to please elaborate on that one. And I actually want to hear what the ballers have to say. And I'm asking this because... sorry, my friend. Just one moment.
Sfiso Joseph on the comment saying the crowd in Bloom, wow.
Yes.
There was actually quite a number of comments as well. The support that came through from the people of the City of Roses.
Of Roses.
The Mangaung's people.
Yes. And actually, let's hear you first, when I Len Moleko. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, should we have matches still played in Gauteng? Do we deserve to still have these matches play here? Because it seems as though we don't really support or come out in numbers.
Look, it can be a tale of two cities. I think if the Bafana game was at FNB or Orlando tonight or today, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been as packed as Bloom was.
Mm-hmm.
But also consider, if you are in Gauteng,
mm-hmm.
you've got Sundowns in Pretoria, you've got Chiefs and Pirates,
FNB Orlando,
at Soweto, you've got Swallows, you might not have them anymore, but like you had Swallows at Dobsonville. We'll touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you are lit, like you are spoiled for
you
choice.
Have Super Sport.
You've got Super Sport United in Pretoria as well. So you are spoiled for choice in terms of the teams that you get to see, the football that you get to see.
But it's funny because even when these matches happen, you still don't see people attend in numbers. I mean, Super Sub was saying this last week that Mamelodi Sundowns was playing a huge match and still it did not translate to the stadium. You know,
all pitch up.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I just generally, I think, and that's what Super Sub said earlier on, that Gauteng people are spoiled, unfortunately. And you look at the people from Bloom, the best they get in terms of like prime sport is watching the Cheetahs play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in Nakhona, the Cheetahs are not even playing in like prime competitions. They're playing in those like Malakanyana competitions, the Challenge Cup, which is like not the premier. It's the Mvela League of rugby that the Sharks and the Stormers and them play, right? But outside of that, Bloom Celtic is playing in an obscure second, third tier league. Remember even when Tears Galaxy went to go play go Dr. Molemela Stadium?
Yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Right? So the people of Bloemfontein are starved for football. The people of Gauteng are bloated from football.
Is it fair to say that Bloemfontein could be the sporting province of the country?
No, that's football. Durban.
But okay, Super Sub?
So my view is that people of Bloemfontein are passionate about football and actually going out to the stadium to support it. People of Gauteng are passionate about football, but
from their own houses,
they prefer to watch it from their own houses. We've got other dynamics that comes to play. It's midweek. It's 6 p.m.
We're stuck in traffic.
You get stuck in traffic. You know, the other dynamics that we can throw in there that makes it difficult to go attend midweek games. But people of Bloemfontein have shown that, you know what, bring the games here, we will make plan to fill up those stadiums. And I just feel like they've not had a Bafana game, I think Len was saying, since 2010. You know, I think it was deserving. I think I mentioned it on the show some time ago that I would want to see few games going to Bloemfontein, because if you take this game, if you bring Bafana Bafana in Orlando Stadium, It's not going to be as packed as Free State Stadium was today, unfortunately. And big ups to the people of Bloemfontein for showing up. And I think they deserve more games, in my view.
The interesting thing that I actually noticed on Friday at Orlando, Zimbabwe Lesotho, there were actually more fans than a typical Kaizer Chiefs versus Cape Town City match at FNB Stadium on a Wednesday.
Why would you say is the case? Why would that be the case?
Well, there's lots of Zimbabweans in South Africa. And Lesotho is just around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, obviously, but...
Never mind.
then the games that are coming, we should play them in Gauteng, because I think there's like a good number of Zimbabweans here in Gauteng region. And
I suppose in Bloom as well, because the stadium was full. And I think they had a fair bit of support today.
Zimbabweans?
Yes.
Ah, man, it's what I had. There's no such thing. If we're playing Lesotho, yes, in Bloemfontein, then I would have a problem, because Eddie Perret, I'm the crosser, I'm that.
Big Eddie, Ebby, saying that Bloom is a football-loving place, so they show support whenever they can. Vendor as well, like how the Black Leopard Stadium would be full.
Oh, yes.
In Gauteng, 100 people would have been there.
Yeah, Black Leopard.
No, those days, the Dodadoba days.
Yeah, used to pack that stadium to the rafters.
Mm-hmm. Can I know what's the name of the stadium again?
Toyando Stadium. It's just unfortunate that it's not in a standard that you would, think you would play a... I don't think it's in a FIFA standard.
It's not a Sean Bartlett stadium.
It looks like those stadiums in Zimbabwe, I think, you know.
Okay.
Oh, yes. And is that the reason why? I've seen that, you know, obviously Lesotho plays their matches here.
Yes.
Zimbabwe plays their matches here. Who else plays their matches here?
Tunisia was playing in South Africa today. I think they were playing against Mauritius. Was it Mauritius? Okay. It was a game that played at FNB. So
we clearly have FIFA standards.
Yeah, so in countries that don't have stadiums that are up to FIFA. Or there's war, yes. But there's no war in Lesotho. So for them, it's stadiums. Zimbabwe, it's stadiums.
Even Swaziland played in Mbombela, remember? At some point.
Yes, because they don't have up to standard FIFA stadiums.
Then begs the question, I mean, how far are we, guys, to getting to a point where, you know, continentally, we have, every country has at least one stadium that is FIFA approved? Why is it taking this long?
Yeah, remember, Zimbabwe had the stadium. So it's maintenance and all of those things come to play. If you neglect your infrastructure, and then the officials, when they come and do all of those things to do the checkpoints. You remember at some point, Thando Stadium was not even PSL standard?
Even Lucas Moripe as well.
Yeah, so yes. it's a matter of do you have your security intact, the barricades and all of those things in place, the pitch, whatnot.
And in all fairness, don't you think that the World Cup helped us?
No.
We had world class. I mean, Ellis Park outside the disaster, but obviously that was a logistical nightmare.
World Cup just turbocharged us.
Okay, yes. So it just FNB, propelled us.
Yeah, FNB.
Mabida was not there.
Okay, Mabida was not there.
No, it helped.
It helped.
Yeah,
it helped big time.
Yeah, definitely.
It helped big time, but mm-hmm. we had world class stadium mm-hmm. before.
So we just those kids. Okay.
Speaking of stadiums. What's to happen to Dobsonville going forward?
What do you
By
mean?
The way, rumors are circulating around.
What's the story? What no, are the rumors?
Super Sub knows what I'm talking about.
Super Sub, what's going on?
It could be for sale.
No, not Dobsonville Stadium. Morocco Swallows, we are back there again, whereby we find ourselves.
You know what's the funny thing?
No, man.
There's a guy there. That, you know the guy that bought Vets? Apparently, he wants to buy. His name was there as well of potential buyers.
Chakuma.
The one, yes.
Oh, yes. Kemobono. Wama Chimbandira.
Is it not Mulaudzi?
Mulaudzi.
Yes. Mulaudzi, yes.
Yeah. Apparently, his name was mentioned.
But he bought Vets and then he sold it. Like,
what is he doing that guy?
And then changed the name to Chakuma.
That guy must
and
tell,
then
tell us.
And then he sold it. Yes.
He must tell us what he's doing. He can't be.
But I think.
No, I know that he's an entrepreneur at La Pevent.
I wouldn't know.
Yes, Mr. Malawuti. Yes.
So is it because certain taps are closed and?
Hey. Hey, let
no,
me.
No, go deeper. What?
Hey, Bolas can tell us what.
Bolas, tell us.
What? Tell us what you think is happening.
What do you
there.
Think
we'll
is
read your
happening?
Comments.
What is this?
Yeah, we'll read the comments. It's not the thoughts expressed in this show
Can
are not those
the
of the presenters, but they are the thoughts of the bowlers.
Yeah.
Okay, but friend, for real, what's happening with Swallows?
Word in the rumor mill is suggesting that Swallows is up for sale. I'm not sure if it's the club for sale or it's the status of the club that is for sale.
Yeah.
But by the looks of it, the named suitors, like Super Sub said, in the form of Chakuma, in the form of Marumo Gallants, the owners of those teams are interested in acquiring
either the status.
I'm assuming the status of Morocco Swallows.
Yeah, no, it's sad, man.
Hey, but that's what insanity is, honestly. You
doing
know?
The same thing over and over
and
again.
And expecting different results.
And
I mean, after fighting to get to the top flight, and you know what I mean? And then, like.
I understand.
When does it end?
But they fought the status, right?
Yeah, Swallows, but it was NFD status.
Yes, they bought NFD status to
and
end
they
up
managed
being,
to
yes.
get promoted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't have an issue when you are struggling and then you want to get other people to buy your status. Well, I shouldn't say status. I think you shouldn't sell your status. Sell your club, it remains where it is, and you don't change location.
The
That's
same as Bloemfontein Celtic.
But again, if the league opens those floodgates, where, because in the PSL handbook, you are allowed to buy a status of a team and chop it up and change it up and call it Maponapona FC because you can.
That and I said this before in this show.
That eats at the legacy of the team and also the supporters. You know, there's nothing better than, you know, coming from a certain area and being proud of, you know, that team. For example, I'm from Soweto and Morocco Swallows was the team to be supporting. And it's quite disheartening sometimes when you start to see something like this happen to a team that you've supported or that is regional and then became, you know, national. So it kind of hurts my feelings. And many teams have been taken from, you know, societies or areas in the
Bloom
country.
Celtic was
there
taken
we go.
By Royal AM.
Just like that. You know, yeah. It's sad.
Vets does not exist anymore.
You know?
We can.
It's annoying, bro.
It's sad.
To say the least, it's annoying and I think it should be done away with.
In fact, I think only four...
It dilutes the history of football.
Only three teams in
the league. Our football does not have a soul.
Yeah, only three teams. Only Chiefs, Sundowns...
Pirates.
Yeah, because Supersport was Pretoria something.
Yes, are the teams that... did not go through some...
No, AmaZulu.
AmaZulu bought.
Oh, no, they were Thunder... Oh, yes.
They
Who
bought
was AmaZulu? Who was AmaZulu?
They bought even... I think it was twice, because I think there was a time where they bought Dynamos, I think,
something
back
like
then.
Yeah. So AmaZulu bought SuperSport United, like you mentioned, bought Royal AM, bought
All of them, Len.
TS Galaxy.
All of them.
Everybody. So only three teams.
Remain.
I don't know about Richards Bay.
Richards Bay was somebody else before they became Richards Bay. So bored.
It's so difficult to even follow, you know. And that's what I'm saying, that it dilutes the history of South African football. It takes away the soul of football. There's nothing with our football. We don't have like, yo, I don't know how to express myself. It's frustrating.
Should we ask Betway to help us buy Bloom Celtic and then we bring them back in the league in the form of Swallows?
The vicious were horses, my friend. We'd all be riding.
It's just a question. Or the Ballers can help us, like donation. Yeah, now we buy Bloom Celtic and at least bring it back. I mean,
my friend, we're still funding it.
Buying Swallows and bringing Bloemfontein Celtic,
killing history with history.
You know what I mean?
Or you resurrect a history to kill another one.
Yeah, it's counterproductive.
But in terms of teams ending up to selling status, and let's do a Moroka Swallows case study. Ne? I know I spoke about TEPS, but Arda, what is what Steve Compella's, you remember when he parted ways with the team in Jan?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say the writing was on the wall then? Because remember what the players were boycotting at the time.
In December already.
To find the situation to where it is right now.
Of course. Look,
the writing was on. I mean, it's obvious, Len. You know, if you don't have the means to just cover your cost, there's a problem. There's a big problem. Just to cover your basic cost, which is your players, who are the people that you exist because of, you know, then there is a bigger problem.
Yes.
I think what they did, they tried to just stretch it so that they can survive and just sell the status, because I don't think coming back they'll be able to continue, which I understand, because I've heard from very, very people that are up there that it's difficult to run a football club in this
country.
Especially
when the taps are closed.
Hey, man.
What types are you going on about? Like, I'm so confused.
You know, so...
Boom, man.
So I would just advocate maybe for PSL to put measures in place that just allow people to just buy a status, just take over the ownership of the club and keep it as it is, you know?
So basically, kind of like how Todd Boehly came in and bought Chelsea from Roman Abramovich. But Chelsea, you didn't buy Chelsea and change it to America FC.
Yeah, let's just adopt that model. I think it works and it preserves the history of the football club and also the history of football in the country.
But also take into account, I want to come to you now, Tippy. Take into account as well that I would like to believe in South Africa, right? Owning a football club is somewhat of a status thing. Right?
Status, and let's use the pun.
Touche. And if you put your fingerprints on it, it actually even gives you more weight. So I'm not gonna buy Bloom Celtic and keep it as Bloom Celtic because I'm Mam Kize and I wanna name it after
my
son.
That is selfish.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and again, if the rules allow for that to happen, I'm gonna do it.
But it's self-serving, you see, and that's what we're trying to that's what we are trying to ideally have not happen. You know, where not everyone is just serving their own interests and forgetting that, you know, what they are buying into is history, is legacy. I wanted to say that I think it's important also that the PSL somehow starts to kind of audit or look into the finances of the teams and just how the teams are run. Because at the end of the day, the people that suffer the most are the coaches and the players. You cannot really run, and a football team really is a business.
No,
and if you are running a business or a football team, you know, where you know your finances are not up to scratch, where certain people are not getting paid on time and etc., that on its own is a recipe for disaster.
So to buy a status,
there needs to be a certain way that, you know, every team in the top flight and Motsepe and all
audited.
The other leagues, we need to know, Hore, are you able to at least sustain this team for an entire season?
So the way it works is, upon buying a status, right, the PSL needs to get... or they do look into your finances, to see that you are able to afford.
Yes, and we can all cook books at that point. But how sustainable are you going into the 12 months or X, Y amount of time?
But also remember, going into the 12 months, there's the snogo nogo from the league that you get.
Of course.
Over and above what you have in your books.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's, I think, maybe a season or two seasons after that that a lot of teams struggled. Maroon, was it TTM that was sold? TTM got fit, right?
After a season.
Yes.
They didn't feel like that tip.
Yes, but you see, Ulen, what I'm saying is this. Wabona, as much as a team, like, I have this amount of money. I'm Mrs. Mulaudzi, and I have this amount of money. And, of course, I'm going to be getting a stipend from, you know, the PSL, right? Or maybe other sponsors. But just because I have this amount of money does not necessarily translate to me being able to manage it, right? So what I'm saying is that there needs to be a way in which, you know, either the PSL, whichever body, is able to somehow go in every 3 months, quarterly maybe,
and just to see the finances. I don't think
guys,
it's not...
I get it. I'm saying ideally.
Okay.
To see if, you know, are these people still sustaining this business? Because it is a business.
That's like asking your employer to come check your account every 3 months to see if...
You can afford your life.
You can afford your life, you know. So
yes, but I get it. We check companies to see are they paying the employees.
Remember, there are measures that are put into place to mitigate situations like when the players are not paid. There is a lot of...
The unions.
Yes, but shouldn't we get into that point is what I'm saying. We can nip in the bud.
We will always get to that point. Ronaldo was not paid when he left Juventus. There's always going to be that. You know what I'm saying? So I think the important thing is when the players complain, is their matters taken seriously? And it does in this case, you know.
That's fair.
But unfortunately, you're always going to have teams that are going to struggle.
Yes.
There's always going to be mismanagement of funds, you know, and
that's,
all of that.
That's my issue. Where we have a problem.
But then again, you must remember.
I'm sure they do get asked to submit their financials.
Probably.
People.
But also, you must remember, football in this country, well, I suppose football in the world, mm-hmm. It's the owners are running it from their pockets. Not every team is going to be a Chiefs and a Pirates be sponsored by...
Toyota,
Vodacom, and all of that. No team is going to be Sundowns whereby the owner, like, running the club for a year.
And the taps are always open.
His taps are always opened. I mean, even Supersport United at the time, there were rumors that they were actually going to be sold.
They still are still going through some challenges.
Right? Mm-hmm. So running football in this country is not easy.
I agree.
It's not easy at all.
You know? So...
Because sponsorship always look at the bigger boys, you know.
Because if you look at all the 16 teams in the league, how many of them have...
Like proper sponsorship?
Have proper sponsors outside of Chiefs, Pirates.
Stelis.
Stelis and Stelis. Supersport.
Come on. Stelis is like Man City. FNB. Sorry.
They've got Rama money.
Not FNB, man. Cape Town City.
Yes. Cape Town City. I think AmaZulu has a sponsor.
Spa, right?
Yes.
Yeah, AmaZulu. Yes. So out of the 16 teams, I don't even think 50% of them have a title sponsor.
Yeah, but they must work at it. I mean, that's how? Why you have people that come into your marketing and financial departments. You go out, look for sponsors. You try, guys.
What comes first? Chicken or egg? I'm saying what comes
Golden
first?
Arrows also has a sponsor as well. Yeah, they just recently signed up.
Nice,
one.
Good for them. Yeah. It's possible. You can make a plan.
But not... The thing is, some teams, it's a numbers game.
I agree.
We were talking now about fans not going to stadiums, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Why am I going to sponsor TS Galaxy if there's only 5 people who go watch
it? But we must put... What's about when, Alain? At the end of the day, that's how you build a brand, right? You start from 5 people to 10. You have to go about it. You need to go through marketing. You need to look at your branding. It's a business at the end of the day.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is...
I think sometimes our teams are lazy in how they go about things. I think they're lazy. I think they can do better.
Okay, fair enough. In closing on this topic, SuperSap, your final thoughts on Swallows potentially going?
Yeah, man.
They're going to fly away.
What can I do?
Hey, don't follow
what can
me.
I do?
Follow the birds.
You know how I feel about this.
Why won't be VIN number, but yeah.
Why did you do that?
Sorry. Because you did the same last week.
Anyway, staying locally, the Motsepe Foundation Championship playoffs, Richards Bay.
Dan Paul. Dan Paul position.
Yeah. effectively, it's the game tomorrow between Tux and Baroka which will determine if whether Richards Bay have a clean sweep of returning into or staying up in the DStv Premiership, or Amatux can pull a rug under them.
Yeah, no, if Amatux beats Baroka tomorrow, it's still out there for the taking for them. And it's curtains for Baroka.
Baroka, do you think
it hurts my feelings that Baroka is not? I was really hoping that they'd come back.
I said there's too many Limpopo teams in the league. Because I agree, TTM might be coming back.
It was not a problem when KZN had so many teams at some point.
they still do. I mean, it's AmaZulu, it's Golden Arrows, Richards Bay,
Maritzburg.
Well, I'm talking this season.
Oh, yeah.
Royal AM, there's like four.
Yeah, but it's not a problem.
Hey, when I'm Konto. Anyway.
Arada. Dendence. What I was going to ask was.
Oh, no. I saw something funny. Someone wrote on the script that Denden is still dancing on the sidelines.
That was super sad.
Super sad. I was like, what? Why would you say that?
Panic station, do you think? To put him on suspension.
We don't know what happened. But you can't. You can't get
wasn't
rid
word
of...
Wasn't that he was selling players before? I heard something along those lines.
then the management had
I
to
heard
take
something
decision.
Along those lines.
If it's something that extreme, then you can't blame Baroka's management for taking that decision, you know. But obviously Morgan came in, they thought he was going to perform magic, but it was always going to be difficult for him coming to a team that he's only going to coach at least like two, three games.
He's new players.
He's new players.
They still have to get to him. Get to acquaint themselves with him.
It was firing Dendence stabilized the team.
I think I said stabilized,
but I actually meant to say destabilized.
So I did hear you properly.
I think you did.
Okay, thank you.
It destabilized the team, and I don't know what he did, but I think they should have stuck with him. I think he was probably going to get them over the line against Richards Bay. And then they were still going to be in this competition because that draw did not do them any favor. But at least they didn't lose entirely. They're still in it if they win tomorrow. But it's a mountain to climb from now.
I have some comments.
Yes,
sorry,
I was actually going to go to those as well.
Okay, Sibusiso Tede is saying, Gauteng is for Slay Queen Bowlers. I'm including all men and women. Most prefer to stay indoors than to go outside to stadiums. And I think because Gauteng also, you don't have to go to the stadium. There's always a restaurant or a bar that you can watch a game at.
Or your TV at home.
Yes, or your TV at home. Mr. Malawuzi bought a team while he also had another team in the same league to change the team he bought to the same team. So he sold to make it make sense. Okay, I remember that. It was a whole mess. Another comment saying that we just need to invest in football the same way whites invest in rugby. And that's also true.
Yeah, all of those points we did.
Yeah, no, fair point.
We touched
valid
on
points,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only saying Tsemani saying that Amatux must come back, and he also says Baroka suspending their coach was dumb. Which, look, because we don't have the merits of why Dendence was suspended.
Yeah.
We can't necessarily go deeper, papa, in the whole thing.
Mm-mm.
But on the surface of it, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It does not
make
at all.
Make it make sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever his transgressions were, I just feel they should have just maybe saw off the playoffs.
And then
after the playoffs, then they deal with that situation.
Yeah. You don't do that, especially when there's so much on the table, you know? Unfortunately, that is how it is. And especially here in South Africa, I mean, actually, I feel like this season was relatively clean compared to other seasons where we'd have coaches come in and out. How many coaches did we lose this season? Middendorp came in.
Sean Butler left Chiefs.
Who else?
Sean Butler.
Butler from Cape Town,
wasn't Siema suspended?
Siema from Sekhukhune.
Brendan Truter.
Did he start the season?
Brendan at Sekhukhune at the start of the season. Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, Brendan Truter, and then Lisiama came in.
Yes.
AmaZulu stuck with their coach. Chiefs.
Chiefs, actually.
Who got? Was it Mulifi?
Mulifi.
When Calvin Johnson came in for him.
Mm-hmm.
Sundowns stuck with their coach. Pirates stuck with their coach.
Galaxy stuck with the coach.
Galaxy stuck with the coach. Chippa United mixed things around.
They're chakalaka.
It's chili.
They've got Mamila.
They are not chili boys by mistake.
Very chili.
AmaZulu stuck with their coach.
Yeah.
Didn't Royal AM?
Nah, they stuck.
It's Maduka all
Maduka
the way.
Maduka has been there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Cape Town City, Eric Tinkler has been there. Hotspot United. Gavin Hunt was there the entire time. Staley Steve Baka was there the entire time. So the bulk of the teams
it's
actually
not bad
stuck.
This season.
They stuck with their coaches. Yeah.
It's been worse than the other seasons. So it's actually pleasant to see.
No, that's good. That's right? Good. Who do you think is actually going to make it through? Is Richards Bay staying up, or do you think Matax or Baroka can pull a surprise?
I think Tax can pull a surprise.
For you, Tepi Worldwide?
The question should be, does Richards Bay deserve to come to stay on the top flight?
No.
If they deserve it.
Just bounce.
How they performed the entire season.
No,
do they
but
deserve?
Like if you look at their last two or three games, they actually did well.
Don't tell me about the last two, three games.
How many games do we have? They beat Pirates, and they drew against somebody. I can't remember
who. How many matches do we have in the entire season? For you to stop performing at the last minute.
Yeah, still. I don't think they deserve to stay in the top flight. You are being given a second chance at life. So that's essentially what the playoffs are about.
I don't know. I feel like there's another team that's been working their asses off. Like Amatax, for example.
Magezi worked their asses off. That's why they... Well, there we go.
There are teams that should come in here and just kind of change, you know, the status quo.
Oh, and Aros changed their coach as well. I just got that from Jabulo Malinga. Remember when Steve went... Mabuti Kanyeza.
Oh, yes.
So Arrows as well. Thank you very much for that one.
If you go to episode 2.
Yes, my friend.
Of Onside ZA.
Mm. Brought to you by Betway.
Where you get way more. Yes.
We talked about what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We had our good friend here, playmaker of the show, Lennox Wasara.
Okay.
And then we were talking about how unfair it is to finish 15th and still get the bite of the cherry. If you finish 15th, just bounce.
So
it must be like the
you
Premier League, whereby
season.
18, 19, 20 drop. No second chance. And then from the Championship, you've got 1-2 automatic, and then 3-4-5-6 go to a playoff until one wins.
Simple. Yeah.
So that's how it
I
should
I don't understand
be
how you spend the entire it. Season squandering your chances
why
and you still get another chance.
Imagine you can't even name it properly. It's called promotion relegation playoffs.
What the hell is that? What do you call
what is that?
No, we don't do that.
Come on, man.
Okay, moving along. Enes Minadop staying with Cape Town Spurs.
It's good for him. He must
They're confused, man. You know when you go through the...
It's like a Xavi situation. Remember Xavi wanted to leave?
At Barca,
And then they said, no, don't leave. And then they fired him and just the whole mess. But do you think good idea for him? Because it's not easy down there.
Yeah, it's not. It's going to get, what do you call it in English? It's going to get a rude awakening.
Because there it's like, hey, it's tough there. It's tough there, chief.
Waring, I see a mood. I didn't want to say it. It's not your mother's house there.
And then a whole lot of exits at Pirates. Your take, since it's your team.
What was Pirates? What about
what
Pirates?
Exits?
Yeah, look, I mean, Dash, I think he still had something to give, but that midfield is just so packed, man. And the people that are there, it doesn't look like they're gonna get their foot off the pedal. And it does look like your likes of Mbata, the deal is gonna go through to be fully at Orlando Pirates next season.
Yeah,
you know, so. Yeah, look, I think Ofori Chain made that position. He's number two as well.
Chain.
I used to call him Chain, and you corrected me. He said Chain. Now I'm saying.
Nah, I'm just asking.
The previous time you corrected me. Now I'm using what you said. You just like correcting, Jay.
Okay, so repent.
T-Pex.
Anyway,
Ponchane, I've never forgiven Ponchane for that goal against Matt.
So, what's up? I want to ask, would you say that right now, the changing room, Orlando Pirates, is that competitive? It feels like a Mamelodi Sundowns where you come in, you better make sure that, you know, you maintain your spot or else you're out.
Not out per se, but you're going to be disgruntled. And I think some players were disgruntled, you know, and a player like Romeo, you know him, he's very outspoken, he's a big figure, you know, and him being on the sidelines, his injury played a factor, him being on the sideline like that was always going to be problematic. I think he's better off giving another team his service, you know.
I mean, but is it not empowering? I mean, like on the comments here, Dumi, Kwakhona Mahamba saying that Erasmus and Makaringe to Cape Town City. There's quite actually a number of Pirates players who've left, who've been linked with Cape Town City. Is that not strengthening a team that could potentially bully you or derail you off a potential title charge for next season?
Yeah, look, I don't think so. I don't think so. We only play 2 games against them, so
there's cup games.
And Marame also say,
Len, you can't just keep players. You know, a player like Makaringe is a quality player. He showed glimpse of quality at Orlando Pirates, but he really never took off. You know what I'm saying? So him going to Cape Town City. It could be him reviving his career, because these players also have got ambitions to represent Bafana Bafana, and being on the sideline does not help their cause. So they are better off on the other side than being at Orlando Pirates and actually not even make a bench, being on the stands.
I agree.
Okay, no, fair point. Yeah. Anyway, in the interest of time, it's time for us to go worldwide.
Oh, snap.
Brought to you by Aviator.
What's the? I know there's a 5 million situation. With
yes,
Aviator,
Marco is about to play that now.
Oh, okay. Is he playing it now?
Yes.
Marco, are you playing? Yes, he's playing.
Yeah, you can win your share of five million as you see right now,
from the 6th until the 30th of June. Brought to you by Betway and the Aviator.
Yes, where you get way more. So make sure you go to the Aviator. You click on Aviator when you are on the Betway app, and just by playing Aviator, you could find yourself winning a share of that 5 million.
Yeah, and actually, it's from R2. R2.
And then we can buy Bloom's.
How much is a cigarette?
I don't know.
You a smoker?
Since when?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Monica,
oh, no, sorry. Gosh, like, I'm seeing. Because I was trying to make a comparison.
People are peddling rumors.
Guys, I was making an example. I was trying to compare, like, it's actually less than a cigarette.
Just play Aviator stand a chance to win a share of 5 million rand.
Okay, let's go international. We're going to go to the Premier League. We're going to England. And the story is that the Premier League votes in favour of keeping VAR. Acknowledging improvements still need to be made. It says that the clubs have voted in favour of keeping video-assisted refereeing, the league announced last week. And it also says there's something interesting here. It says during the 2024-25 season, the Premier League will also be introducing semi-automated offside technology, the SAOT, a change that has been agreed at the organization's shareholder meeting, which happened in April. SORT is already used in Champions League and was also used at the 2022 World Cup. Guys, we've had this conversation about VAR. They voted in favor of it. Thoughts?
I know the one team that voted against.
Which is?
It was Wolves.
Shame Wolves. Shame.
Because the votes were 19-1. So we know who's that one team that voted against.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
crying a wolf.
Very straightforward. So they have voted in its favor, and it will eventually come. Do we still think it's going to be probably a 24-25 season here in South Africa? When is the next league? What is it called? 24-25 or 25-26?
The current season we're going towards 24-25.
24-25. Yeah. Yes.
The next season that's starting. Look, with VAR,
do you think we have it now? We have the capacity yet?
The
we
problem with it is
we've got infrastructure that they can set up.
Yes, but the problem is, remember,
execution.
You've got a Kaizer Chiefs who play their home games in Mbombela, Durban, Pietermaritzburg, what?
PE,
Pampierstad. Because that kind of technology, I think you need to.
Stationed.
It needs to be stationed at a particular stadium kind of vibes, right? Uh-huh. I mean, even with something as simple as goal line technology, which I think is much cheaper than VAR, I stand to be corrected.
Uh-huh.
We could have introduced that a long time ago, but if you've got Swallows selling their status midway and then Barob King.
Now you've set up at
Now you have to. Do you understand? So it becomes a logistical nightmare. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Another story, and this one is something to be applauded, and I'm surprised that it's happening so much later. It says here that 3 fans have been sentenced to 8 months in prison and banned from stadiums for 2 years over the racist abuse of Vini Jr. he faced at Mastalla back in May 2023. La Liga says the ruling is the first of its kind in Spain. So the whole time people have been obviously, you know, hurling all these racist...
racial slurs.
Slurs to players. And, you know, finally something has been done and they have been convicted. The first of many, I'm hoping, your thoughts, was it too strict or should this be a norm?
I think we've spoken about this before.
Yeah, and I was about to say, Len did say that jail time will be fair.
My question is, why has it been? Why has it taken this long?
I think it's
something that for the longest time, I think leagues around the world have been treating with baby gloves kind of vibes, right? Mm. Until you had a situation whereby I think the Premier League were one of the first ones to actually come out and make a statement of it. Remember with the taking of the knee before the matches started, they're very big on no racism.
Condemning it.
Yes. So other leagues, like in Italy, you get a slap on the hand. In Spain, you used to get a slap on the hand, but it seems like they're now becoming very stern with regards to fans who are racist, basically. Mm-hmm. So long may it continue. And I think sentences should actually be harsher than being banned from a stadium for 2 years.
You must but actually it's 8 months. Jail. These people are going to be jail. In prison for 8 months, my friend.
Nah, 8 months is too short.
But it's something, right?
We're getting
somewhere. I think it would deter many people from even
somewhere.
Thinking.
Yeah.
I think
it should be a start.
It's a first of its kind, and it's not. I'm hoping it's not going to be the last time, you know. Cool. And big up to the Espanola
people. Yes.
Yeah, no. They need to... Because, again, all these racial slurs that... were directed at players, it was sort of negatively impacting their brand of football because a lot of people were starting to say, you know what, F the Spanish league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true, true. But then you still have the English who still blame soccer for everything. The media, that is. But anyway, where to next, Dali?
Yeah, very, very quickly. So we were in Spain, and this is a very quick one. I'm going to Brazil. Henrique becomes the second youngest player in Brazil history to score 3 goals with the national team, only behind the legend Pelé. 3 games for Brazil, 3 goals, 2 game winners. Congratulations to him.
Nah, I've never seen Pelé playing.
Marlon, you are Pelé's
age. How old are you? Exactly, how old are you?
Have you ever watched one game where Pelé was playing? When there were no offsides.
We've seen it.
Hey, you tagged me on a video the other day alluding to that.
No. I was just saying that, you know, football has evolved so much that clip. What happened on that clip, had it happened now, it wouldn't have been a goal. Yes. That's what I was saying.
Yes, actually, I was reading something quite interesting. It was so hilarious. Very, very quickly. There was a match that was played in Russia many years ago, and it was foggy. Very, very foggy. Mm. But the referee decided that the match must continue. Story is, it was Arsenal versus a Russian team. And what happened is that at the end of the match, I think there was like 15 players from Russia. No, 22 players from Russia who were on the pitch because it was so, it was so foggy that no one could see what was happening. And I think Arsenal had like 15 players on the pitch at the time. And the goalkeeper got injured because he hit the pole. So it was one of the messiest matches. So crazier things have happened in the past.
I must actually check that out.
Check it out. It's actually
hilarious.
And
the CEO is saying that goal line technology is more expensive than VAR. I was not aware of that. But anyway.
And that's all we have for you worldwide.
That was Tempi Worldwide brought to you by the Aviator on the Betway app.
Where you get way more
and you stand a chance to win a share of 5 million rand. So make sure you play the Aviator. Yes, super sub.
I was saying with Henrik, does Brazil have the next big thing right now? Do you think?
Who? The last big thing for Brazil was Neymar.
Yeah. Vinicius to a degree now.
Vinicius, you can never compare Vinicius to Neymar. Neymar was a superstar.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
To a degree.
Vinicius just runs fast.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway.
That's
like,
harsh.
He shut it down. Like.
So would you say Henrik could be that superstar?
Sorry? Henrik could be that superstar, yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, that's cool. That's all. Quickly going to the Euros. They're starting this weekend.
In 3 days time, I think.
On Friday.
Yes. Yep. Friday is the weekend. The first game is...
What?
have any against Scotland? You've seen the teams, some of them. A lot of people are rating England as favourites, but they played rubbish.
But after playing against Iceland like that?
Yeah, look, I mean, I was speaking to Marco, I think last week. We were talking about how this Euro can just surprise us, you know, because teams that we expect to actually go, teams that we expect it to be easy for them to win, they've got superstar players, players that have played so many games, you know.
Two teams have superstar players. If we look at it on the balance of play, right, you look at France and you look at England. Individually, they've got brilliant players. We look at England, Jude Bellingham, Harry Kane, Bukayo Saka, Phil Foden, Declan Rice.
All the boys.
Yeah, all
the nice
of them.
Boys.
Right? And I mean, they left, okay, Harry Maguire is injured. They left the likes of James Maddison behind.
Rashford is not there.
He was never going to make it.
Who?
Jack Grealish did not even make
the
squad. He's in Ibiza right now, probably. But look at the kind of quality they left behind and the quality that they have in the team. France, there's the Mbappes. Olivier Giroud is forever gold. You know that. Surprised that they actually called back N'Golo Kante into that side.
Yeah, no. Look, I mean, N'Golo Kante is a quality midfielder, and he brings so much more to a team than just what he brings in the football of play. He brings unity in that team. He's one of the loved players that are out there. I don't think there's a player that is loved. Who can hate on N'Golo Kante, actually, you know?
The interesting thing about it is, I read an article somewhere where Didier Deschamps does not prefer William Saliba as his starting centre back.
Oh, is that so? Yeah, that's weird because he's a quality defender.
Of course, I mean, if Arsenal wouldn't be where Arsenal ended up if it was not for that partnership between Saliba and Gabriel. Mm-hmm. But overall, Euros, who's your money on?
Yeah, you know what? I think my stronghold was with England. It still is.
It's coming home.
But I still think Portugal still has it. I saw Ronaldo was sitting on the bench, but I mean, who cares, right?
Marco does.
Yeah, I'm sure. Marco, darling. but I think Germany also has it. Even the Netherlands.
Germany are the host, so they're clear favorites.
But only home ground advantage.
But
I have it. Yeah.
You know, I'm Portuguese when it comes to.
You are Portuguese.
Only Portuguese.
Yeah. You don't know that.
Marco, please give us super sub back.
My name is Carlos.
How? Not Nando. Okay. Not Nando's friend.
Okay. We see you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my money is on Portugal.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. My money is on France or Italy.
Interesting.
Italy have a tendency of just showing up when you least expect it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a barrage of superstars in their team. And an Italy side that works as a unit is actually more dangerous than an Italy side that is dependent on an individual.
I see.
So that is why they like my dark horses. Mm-hmm. But definitely France are for the picking for me. Anyway, let's do our Betway picks for the opening round.
Let's do that.
Of the Euros.
Yay, I'm hoping I make some money.
Speaking of money, guys, you know the one team that today on the Betway app, ne, because I did a multi-bet, ne?
Yes.
Libya. Libya was the only team that I got wrong.
Why would you go with Libya?
Because, I mean, according to stats, I was like, Libya, no. But anyway, continue, friend. But I was channeling
Inna Gaddafi. Never mind. Bolas, as well, you can also go on the Betway app and make your picks. We're just going to go around the table right here.
Uh-huh.
With Betway, where you get way more, where uh-huh. we're going to do our picks for the opening round of the Euros that are starting this Friday. Tepi, Germany versus Scotland.
2-1 to Germany.
Okay, that's direct. So that's a 2.5.
And I think Scotland might aim for a draw, but Germany is going to come out victorious.
Okay, cool. So your pick is Germany? Your super
Germany by a good 2+ goals.
Nazo.
Okay, so 2.5 overs if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hungary versus Switzerland.
I see the Swiss.
Okay.
Hold on. What?
Do you guys not know who Scott McTominay is?
Well, we know him, friend.
He plays for the team that has leaking roofs.
No, it's called a Waterfall United.
Like the water.
Hungary versus Switzerland. You said Switzerland. You super sub.
Is Shaqiri still there?
Dejan Shaqiri. Tatan Shaqiri, yes. Shaka is there as well.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to be a draw.
Draw.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, I didn't pick.
Yes.
Germany.
Yes.
Germany, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think they will win. I'll go 2.5 on them.
Okay.
Hungary versus Switzerland. I will go with the Swiss as well.
Swiss, yeah.
So yeah, you said draw, you said win.
I'm saying draw.
Spain versus the Croats.
Espanol.
I'm saying a draw.
I say Croatia.
Croatia came in. Hey, you saw.
I'm saying a draw.
Yeah. I'm saying Spain though.
Yeah.
Marco, what are you saying?
Croatia. Okay. In Marco agreement. Croatia. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay.
Italy versus Albania.
Italia.
Who's Albania?
It's a bread.
It's a bread, chief. I don't know. I said Albania.
It's a bread from that bakery you work at.
Own a bakery in somewhere.
In
Venda, yes.
Did they say in Venda?
Venda, yes, actually, oh, yeah.
Okay. I also go with Italy. Poland, Netherlands?
Netherlands.
Super sub?
Netherlands.
I say draw.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Look, the Polish don't really have anything to offer.
Lewandowski injured.
There's also that.
Netherlands.
Netherlands as well. They don't really look.
And your boy is from Poland, that keeper.
Wojciech Szczęsny.
Yeah, there's a rumor that he could be heading to
Saudi.
To Saudi, yeah.
Yes, I read that rumor as well. Slovenia versus Denmark.
Denmark for me.
Yeah, super sub.
Denmark,
I'd also go Denmark.
They have a solid attack.
Well.
Solid defense, sorry.
The big one. Serbia versus England.
I'll go
oh, Serbia. English. Serbia cannot beat England. There's no chance. They can
but
try.
If you look at England
but
and the way they played against Iceland, come on.
But that's okay, friend.
England is a very big team, my friend.
It was prep, friend.
How was my Serbian accent?
Horrible.
Don't horrendous. Go to Serbia.
You're not scared.
No. Nope.
I'll stop.
Actually, you just want to run away because I don't want to hear any more of that. England, Serbia?
English.
England.
I say a draw.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Romania, Ukraine?
A draw.
Ukraine is wounded.
Are they still fighting?
That one is not
stop.
No, I'm just asking.
Politics.
They're not going
to
make
geopolitics.
It.
Geopolitics. But okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be a draw.
Belgium versus Slovakia. Oh, I say Ukraine is going to win.
Ukraine?
Yes.
Okay. Belgium.
Everybody is going to go with Belgium just because of Kevin De Bruyne. Yes, super sub.
But I did, okay.
And Romelu Lukaku.
It's which one?
How old is Lukaku now?
Belgium versus Slovakia.
It's Belgium.
Easy.
Okay. Of course, we knew that. I say Belgium as well. And then Austria versus France.
France.
Obviously.
France.
Super sub?
France.
Okay. Didier Deschamps. I say France is most.
They are the reigning champions, aren't they?
No, no, no.
No.
Italy is the.
Italy, remember?
When did they win? When last did France win?
In France, the last time they won the Euros was in the 2000s.
Yeah, because they lost it to Portugal at home.
Mm-hmm.
So Italy won the previous one against England in the final in
yes.
Wembley.
Where Saka and where the three black players missed penalties.
Yeah, and yeah. It was horrible.
Okay.
Yes. So, happiness?
Happiness, darling.
I'm happy
okay,
with
cool.
the picks.
Anyway, that was another exciting episode of Onside ZA brought to you by Betway, where you get way more. And remember, ballers, if you are on the Betway app or are new to the Betway app, make sure that you use our affiliate.
No interesting transfers, nothing.
No, nothing really has happened.
Let me see.
Nothing just really interesting happened.
Housekeeping.
Transfers, nobody.
Check.
I think a lot of transfers are going to happen post the Euros. Everything else now is just casting aspersions.
Yeah, but then isn't there a story about Chelsea you buying?
Jadon Sancho is getting sold 100%.
Oh yes, because they're not trying to do another deal, another loan deal. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So
Pep saying that it's up to Cancelo if he wants to come back to City or not.
He's not coming.
I doubt
back.
He's not gonna. I doubt yep. he's gonna go back.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, else? Thomas Tuchel is not interested in
the
United.
Menu job. Yes.
Nobody should be.
So as it's
okay, Ten Hag must continue to cook.
So as it stands, yeah. So that means Ten Hag is staying.
Looks like it. I think that's what's going to happen.
Ne?
There hasn't been. I think by now, in terms of prep, the powers that be should have actually made some movement with regards to that. So I think he's going to stay. Yeah. So that should be very
interesting. Thanks to the FA.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that saved his bum.
Yeah, the cup.
Yes.
The plastic cup, as you say.
Yes.
And then Brighton announcing that 31-year-old manager.
That he might be the youngest. What's the story? Is he the one who's going to be the youngest? If he takes the job.
We will be the youngest.
He is, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
have you seen that there's a shift in the world of football where I think clubs now are not afraid to go for...
Sunshine.
Youngins.
For the youngins, you know, and...
Sunshine is also young.
Yeah, no, of course. But let me make my point.
Okay, sure.
And I think that has to do with how Arteta... Actually, the Arteta deal plays out. Don't you think, to a degree, that also is a factor on the shift of in this football thing that is happening?
What Arteta deal, my friend? Please give me context.
When Arteta left Manchester City
to go to
unknown, literally in those spaces,
yeah,
he has not really achieved much, and then he goes to Arsenal and he does wonders with that football club. You look at a coach like Kompany. He's now going to coach one of the biggest football club in Europe, and he does not have like a CV that is
solid.
You know?
Even Sunshine didn't have a solid CV before he got the head. I mean, he had
there's a lot of young coaches.
Does it not help?
Even Morta is going to Juventus.
There's a lot. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of young coaches that are moving to big clubs.
That's nice.
There's a shift in football. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, Marco wanted to say something.
But isn't it also because of modern football and just how adaptable younger coaches are? And not stuck in
revolutionizing
their ways.
And
it could be. That's what I'm saying. That's the shift that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's money ball. It's just being stats driven. And coaches have a lot more support. Coach used to have to do everything now. Now a coach has a more limited set of tasks because there's a director of football, there's this, and that.
Interesting.
And I think that a manager now can be younger because they're more inclined to agree with a club who wants to go data-driven. And they want to go more data-driven, as in I'm selecting players based on data now. How many fixtures have they done? Sports science,
numbers.
All of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the younger managers are more inclined to go this way, whereas the older managers who have more experience are a bit more stubborn and set in their ways, and they go
here
more
go.
By feel. So I think this is what's triggering this idea of going younger. In
but the older managers are also winning Champions Leagues.
Yeah, of course. You can't buy experience, bro.
No, true. But anyway, that was the show for today. Ballers, thank you very much for joining us. And like I said earlier on, if you are new to the Betway app, make sure you, when you join, you use our affiliate code OnSideZA. That helps us. And for us to switch on the lights and keep them on. But on that note, Tepi, darling, thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling.
And everybody's favorite super sub, thank you very much for joining us.
Danko means thank you.
Yes, and to you ballers at home as well, thank you very much for joining us for yet another exciting episode of Onside ZA. And remember, go to the Betway app, play Aviator, where you stand a chance just by playing with a minimum of 2 rand, like Tepi said earlier on.
Yes.
You stand a chance.
Yes, cigarette.
You stand a chance to win a share of 5 million rand. So go there while we're waiting for the Euros. Past time, you can play Aviator. Mm-hmm. And who knows, you could be a winner. And on that note, we out of here. We'll see you on the flip side.
Don't
and remember...
Don't be offside. Be onside. With
Danko means...
Thank you.
Hola, hola.
Okay, that makes sense.